MDCT spokesperson Douglas Monzora told Studio 7 today, following a meeting of his party's top leadership, the standing committee, that his party has discovered new evidence linking Nikuv, an Israeli company, to the alleged rigging of the July 31 polls.
Well, the Nikuv manipulated the voters' roll. In a manner that that favored ZANU-PF. They were also involved in voter displacement. For an example, a person registered in Nyanga would suddenly find their name in Warren Park. They were still on the voters' roll, but on the wrong part of the voters' roll. That was the work of Nikuv. And it was advice of Nikuv that the voters' roll must never be made available because they had manipulated the voters' roll. So the activities of Nikuv mostly dealt with manipulation of the voters' roll. Yet these were paid by the government. They were not paid by ZANU-PF. They were paid by the government and were ostensibly contracted to clean up the voters' roll, to help make the voters' roll better and more accessible to the people of Zimbabwe. They did not do that. They went on to deal with the voters' roll in a very, very partisan manner. And they manipulated the voters' roll.
Monzora said his party can now prove that unnamed Nikuv officials met with some senior army officials to plot how to rig the recent elections. He added that his party is now in possession of minutes of a meeting held by top army officers at Manyame Air Base prior to the elections, planning how to subvert the will of the people.
New evidence continues coming. Although we had done a dossier, it became necessary that we should add to this dossier because we have now received information, documentary information, about the involvement of the military in the election, in the planning for the election, in the planning of the rigging, and in the rigging process itself. What we need to do is to take this dossier to the various diplomatic missions, to the international community, as well as to serialize it for the people of Zimbabwe.
The MDCT official said his party is expected to complete compiling its dossier on how the elections were rigged this Friday before presenting the findings to the Southern African Development Community, the African Union, and the international community. SADC appointed mediator on the Zimbabwean political dialogue, South African President Jacob Zuma, who ended his role following the July 31 elections, advised the MDCT to present evidence to support its election rigging claims. Monzora said, although nothing much will change, the MDCT wants the people of Zimbabwe and the international community to know how the will of the people was subverted by ZANU-PF on July 31.
Whether Zuma or Ban Ki-moon or any member of the African Union tries to ignore it is not our concern. Our concern is to make sure that we have put the truth before them, put the truth before the world of what happened to Zimbabwe, and put, most importantly, put the truth to the Zimbabweans themselves. But that's not the only thing that we are doing. The MDC is restructuring itself. It is, we are revolutionizing, for example, our membership records.
The Zimbabwe Electoral Commission says it will not release the voters' roll to the MDCT, saying this is in line with a High Court ruling that the electoral body should not be compelled to release the voters' roll used in the polls as demanded by the MDCT to prove its election rigging claims. For its part, ZANU-PF says the elections were free, fair, credible, and legitimate. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Thomas Chiripasi.